welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me right now, I have Heather Martin. She's the Executive Director for Central Oregon Veterans Ranch. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dave. Thanks so much for having me on today. Appreciate
you. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Now, when did you take over the Executive Director position?
End of February, so relatively recently.
Okay. Yeah. How's it going so far?
I mean, it's going nonprofit is what it's going.
Right.
You know, we do great work, but just like everybody out there right now, it's tough times. Everybody's scratching to make it work, and we're doing that with a small staff and a great mission. So,
what is it you do exactly at Veterans Ranch?
So we're a 19-acre working ranch that works to help veterans develop their inner strength and find their purpose by providing camaraderie and space. You know, serving's hard. People come home with service injuries, moral injury, and then people come home and they feel perfectly fine. But that transition back to just regular life doesn't feel normal. They're not surrounded by people who are doing the same things that they do, people that they're familiar with. So we just look to provide that space to help people who, you know, help vets that need help, and actually provide space for veterans who can provide help. So it isn't just about if you're struggling, come out there. It's if you're a vet, come out there, you know,
right.
Help those that are struggling and just find camaraderie and space otherwise.
Right, because now you're around people that have gone through a similar experience. People don't understand that military is such a different experience.
Sure.
Even if you didn't see battle.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly. It's not even just basic, it's language. I mean, like, everything about what they're doing is a little bit different, right?
Yeah,
they have a job, they have a purpose, they have a language, they have lingo that most of us wouldn't be familiar with, they have timelines that most of us aren't familiar with, and then they're just thrust back into society in a way that just really, in a lot of cases, just doesn't prepare them. And that's under the best case scenario. That's talking about if I didn't see combat and if I just did this job or this role for a period of time. And then you layer in combat, moral injury, physical injury, and we're talking about something completely different. We're talking about finding a way to live differently once you return. And, you know, you have lots of organizations in this area. Central Oregon is phenomenal for nonprofits and specifically for veterans. We have 13 veteran organizations in this region. What we don't have, and what's really unique about the Central Oregon Veterans Ranch, is that we're a space for veterans. Like, we provide space for people to show up, and we meet them wherever they are. If you're struggling, we'll help you there. If you're great, you just want to be around people you know and you know who know the things that you know, we're great too. So it's multi-purpose.
Now, to keep this thing going, you got to raise money. One of the big things you guys do is this plant sale, which is super popular. Did you see it last year? Were you around for it last year?
So that was the first day ever that I had been involved with the ranch.
Oh, really?
I was a board
right?
member. Yeah, I joined that day as a board member.
Wow.
Showed up, they threw me a shirt, jumped in, you know, did all the things that you're supposed to do as a board member, but was just mind blown. Not just by the public support, which obviously phenomenal, but we're talking about running a 19-acre working ranch, a nonprofit. There, you know, there's a lot of moving parts, and you have this really small, dedicated staff doing great, great things. Our plants aren't just, you know, regular plants. We have one of the best hydroponic setups in the region. We're doing things with less water. We're more sustainable. And this year, we're doing something, I think, which is even more exciting, where we've grown produce historically and, you know, given it back to the community. Now we're getting it right back into the hands of veterans. That really doesn't apply to this plant sale. This plant sale is, you know, come out. You're getting your garden started. It's rough gardening here in Central
right,
Oregon, right?
Right.
Yeah, if you don't know how to do it, the struggle is real. But we have beautiful starts. We're talking produce. We're talking plant starts. We're talking, beautiful hanging baskets. And everybody's working on this is where we're talking about just a real team effort. We're talking about a very, very small staff of 4.5 people.
Wow.
But it's veteran volunteers who are coming out and making these things happen. So we're taking this money that really the veterans are making themselves, and we're getting it right back to the veteran community. So this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. It definitely brings more people out to the ranch than at any other time. This year, we've expanded just a little bit. We've got some vendors out there. So we have, you know, some other opportunity for you to look around. We're also going to do tours. So some of our board members are going to be walking you around. We're getting, you know, high tech with it. QR codes everywhere, little notes hanging everywhere, sure, about projects that are coming up. And we really want the community to know what's going on out there. I think people often talk about, you know, I support the vets, thank you for your service. But I'd really love to see people come out and thank them for their service.
Very cool. Okay, so this is being recorded for Sunday. So today's the day. Today's the day for the plant sale.
It is.
What time does it get started? It
gets started at 9 o'clock sharp. And I am not kidding when I see people are there at 9 o'clock sharp. I mean, it's as close to getting a line out the door as you can get. We start prepping, and we're prepping right now. You know, 9 to 12 is our busy time. We're open, you know, 9 to 2 is the sale itself. But I'd say for the best of everything, get there early.
Right, because once it's sold, it's gone.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think there's a fire sale this year. I mean, historically, you get to the end of the day and you got some stuff and we're closed now. And I don't see it happening this year. Everything's looking really good. We've got it lined up. We're, you know, doing the best to get the word out. I think it's a great place to be and a great time to be there.
All right. Tell us the location if people are looking for it.
I would call us equidistant between Bend and Redmond. We're at 65920 Southwest 61st Street. It's a little off the beaten path. So once you get off the expressway there, you'll see signs this year. We've got sandwich boards and signs. And frankly, we're so old school. That phone line is connected to my phone line. You can't find it and the phone's ringing. I'm picking up.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, if you can't find it and you need directions or something's going on, you give a ring. I will answer the phone and tell you how to get there.
All right. You guys have a website?
We do. covranch.org. I spell it out because it's covranch.org, Central Oregon Veterans Ranch.org.
Sure.
So would love to have you visit there. We update it regularly, just tell you about what the mission is, tell you about what's going on in the community, and also give you a place to donate. This plant sale, like I said, is our biggest event of the year, our biggest fundraiser, but we need funds every day of the year to keep this place open and really keep supporting our veterans in Central Oregon.
All right. Plant sale is today. Don't miss it. Been talking to Heather Martin. She's executive director for Central Oregon Veterans Ranch. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Give me the website one more time.
covranch.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.